Well, and the other project that I was doing was the Philadelphia experiment, and I got some minor results with a model ship in 2006. It was going to be for Fox TV. And my producer, Robert Drake, and Kevin Allbar are still working on that. In the meantime, I'm doing my own TV shows in Minnesota here.
Okay. Well, as I understand, the original Philadelphia experiment involved the disappearance of a full-size battleship.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what, back in the 1940s, was it a military operation or was it a Tesla operation? What was it?
It was basically a military operation. It was called Project Rainbow, and they tried these experiments with disastrous results. Now, of course, sometimes I'm skeptical myself, and I have to prove it myself to see if it's true or not. Now, the only thing I've gotten so far is lightning coming off a foot-long model ship in water, and the water starts levitating a little bit in there, which luckily it's all videotaped. So
I've seen that one, I believe.
I have as well. And what's going on there is what? Again, interfering different wavelengths of radiant energy?
Basically, that's what's going on there, and I thought maybe it would vanish, but I maybe have total 2 hours of that, but only a small amount that you can ever put on the Internet. So there's some scenes in there that are pretty weird looking, or it appears to phase in and out, but you can't really say that until you get it analyzed, or perhaps a film company could get it into high definition.
Now, would you say that it disappears, or it just appears to disappear?
It appears to. I can't prove anything, you know. We've had metal samples that would disappear and appear somewhere else.
Because that was supposed to happen to that. It actually showed up another harbor, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We had similar things happen in the big labs.
Now, would you attribute that somewhat to a time going forward or backwards in time or something of that sort?
I think personally, I think it is related to time distortion. Some incredible thing we're tapping into blindly, I would say, because you just never know sometimes with the stuff that I've been fairly lucky. I haven't thrown myself out of the window